This is Cole Zimmerman, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Warren, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network. We're on the go once again today. We're at the Precision Planting Winter Conference at the site going on in Grand Forks today. Our broadcast made possible by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, Minnesota. They are a premier partner with Precision Planting. We're going to have a whole lot more during our Agriculture Today broadcast, but first, a little weaker on that screen, Randy. What are we seeing as far as these markets?
Yeah, we're seeing many.
Thanks so much, Randy. Again, the Precision Planting Winter Conference going on today. Really, this is one of 22 sites all across North America. We were here yesterday, back again today in Grand Forks. Our broadcast sponsored by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, Minnesota. And Austin Stahl is with us from Premium Ag Solutions. You're a premier dealer. Tell me, Austin, what's that mean?
So we're a Precision Planting premier dealer. We offer a lot of products as far as meter testing, sales, service. We've been doing it for 15 years, and we have the premier status.
Now, and I'm told you're probably one of the larger dealers that you've got in North America, really, with Precision Planting. From the grower's perspective, how important is it they're starting to think about getting that seed in the ground now and getting that planter prepared?
Better sooner than later. The earlier you can get planters in the shop, pay more attention to detail. Just start thinking ahead a little bit, maybe a few things you want to add on, just some maintenance things to look at. There's a lot of stuff that goes into getting your planter ready for the spring.
When we want to look at some of the technology with Precision Planting, it's not something where we have to do the whole boat at the same time. You can kind of take it piece by piece?
Right, yep. It's a step-by-step process if you want it to be. It can be as simple as a monitoring system, control systems, just different wear parts, different things you can add on that. Doesn't have to be, like you said, the whole system. You can go piece by piece, take your own pace with it.
Is the monitoring system where they start generally, the 20 by 20?
Yeah, the 20-20 system is a great way to just see what your existing planter's doing and decide what you need to address from there as far as what needs the most attention and build based off that.
So as far as Premium Ag Solutions, you're a whole lot more than just Precision Planting. You guys are involved in a whole lot of things.
Right, we do channel seed, crop insurance, combine tracks, a little bit of everything we dabble in. So keeps it nice and interesting.
One nice thing, you're farmers as well, and that it makes a lot of sense because you know how this thing's going to work.
Right, yeah, it helps a lot to run the product. A lot of times if a customer calls, I'll either be helping a different customer or in the field myself running it so I can look right at my screen, and I've probably even lived some of the problems that they call with, and it helps a lot with diagnosing.
So it makes a lot of sense. Again, Austin Stahl with us from Premium Ag Solutions. They're based at Hitterdahl, Minnesota. Again, the Precision Planting Winter Conference. We're underway at the Grand Forks location. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Good afternoon, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick on the go today. We'll have more with Randy Coonan and Sierra Doctor in studio, and Whitney Pittman. She's at MinAg Expo down in Mankato. As mentioned, this is the 30th annual winter conference with Precision Planting. Our broadcast, by the way, made possible by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, Minnesota. We're joined by Brent Horner, who's a regional manager with Precision Planting. 2 days here in Grand Forks, as I mentioned, all across North America. You still have some more sessions going on yet this week?
Yep, this is our last day here in Grand Forks. Tomorrow we'll be in Aberdeen, South Dakota. There, 9 to 4 o'clock, kind of covering some of the same stuff, educating growers there. So
we're all talking about technology, getting geared up, but a lot of it is about going back to the basics. I really enjoyed your presentation because you really talk about where we can look now to get us prepared for spring and ultimately what we'll pull out of the combine at the end of the season.
Yeah, we spend some time here today helping educate. I mean, we deploy a lot of technology on our planters throughout that pass, and we just want to make sure that we cover the basics. We set the foundation with maintenance so that we can get all the utilization out of that technology. So it's important we do the maintenance.
So just even getting out of that tractor cab and getting them back and seeing how that crop is going in the ground, that's got to be pretty key to what we're talking about.
Yeah, we've got a lot of sensors today that tell us a lot about, you know, how our planter is performing, but there's still nothing like getting out of the cab, doing some digging in the ground, looking at how that seed is placed, how we've closed, how to make the right adjustments and get that best planter pass.
I got a kick. You got a flag kit, an emergence kit for guys to really follow how the seed is coming up.
Yeah, we talk a lot about, you know, what the effects of emergence and what that looks like for the grower, and we have the opportunity where guys can order a free emergence flagging kit from our website, precisionplanting.com. They get the opportunity to do it yourself. You can see for yourself on your farm how emergence affects your operation.
We always like to hear what's new. What are we seeing right now from Precision Planting? I know you got some stuff in beta testing for this spring.
Yeah, we had a review of what we're working on our sprayer technology. Reclaim got released here, so our Reclaim recirculation system is new. And also, Justin on the stage right away when we started this morning introduced Panorama, which is a new way to move data from your 2020 out of the cab into your platform of choice. So you get that data where you want, easy, seamlessly, and also on an app in your pocket on your phone to view and analyze.
Being tested this spring, when will it be available to the grower?
Yep, tested this spring, we'll have more availability towards the end of the year into next season.
Brent, growers have any questions, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, if there's more questions, certainly visit our website, precisionplanting.com, resources at cloud.precisionplanting.com, or give our head office a call, or find one of our premier dealers.
We got more to come. Again, we're talking with Brent Horner, again, a regional manager with Precision Planting. Their winter conference is underway. Let's turn back to the studio. More farm news here on the Red River Farm Network.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Once again, we are coming to you from the winter conference, the Precision Planting Winter Conference, their 30th annual, and we're at the Grand Forks location. Our broadcast sponsored by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, Minnesota. They are a premier dealer. Kirby Woods with us, product support for Precision Planting. And Kirby, educate me. What does that mean?
Hey, Don, thanks for having me today. I'm a product support specialist here with Precision. So what that means is product support team is there to help support our dealer network, our premier Precision Planting dealers, as well as growers. So throughout the year, that can change quite a bit. So during springtime, where everybody's in the field, hot and heavy, we're basically on the phone and on email. So if you have questions, if you have an issue, you need support, you can call into the phone line and get us, and we're there to help you. And we're just there to help answer dealers' questions and growers' questions, and whether that's a, hey, how do I set this component of my planter? How can I? I'm having this problem. Maybe if I'm struggling with closing or emergence. How do I improve that? How do I make that situation better? It could be, hey, I'm seeing this on my farm. I'm really struggling with this maybe aspect. Is there something I could be doing or add to the planner that I can solve that issue? So there, throughout the conversations we have throughout the year, it kind of changes as we get. Later in the year, we do a lot of dealer training, so with our growers and dealers, and just to helping them get ready for next year, right? So whether that's a product or even agronomy stuff, if it's helping them improve their operation, so just make every year better, right?
Yeah, all this technology is great, but. We all know that we sometimes need a little help getting through the whole process.
Yeah, and that's why we're there on the phones throughout the year, just to help with those situations. You know, if you look at a lot of times as growers get their planters out, we're helping them, advise them on getting the planter ready, making sure it's ready to go when they hit the field, and then just doing a lot of refreshing stuff on, like, hey, I haven't. You know, I might have not saw the 2020 monitor till last season. So, you know, if I figure out how to do a certain operation, you can call in and we're there to help you, you know, give you that refresher, right? So we've got a lot of tools that we can use. We can do FaceTime type stuff where you can point your phone at the monitor and we can walk you through the steps to get done what you needed to get done. So
that's what it's all about. Again, Kirby Woods with us, product support specialist with Precision Planting. It is their winter conference underway. Don Wick, you're on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Don.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. We're on the go today at the Precision Planting Winter Conference, their Grand Forks location. Our broadcast sponsored by Premium Ag Solutions out of Hitterdahl. And with Premium Ag Solutions, Troy Amundson is with us. And we talk about precision planting, but it's so much more than that. The sprayer side of this is pretty exciting to see.
Right. Yeah. The last year's winter conference, they released the first snippet of what the sprayer world will look like going forward as far as precision planting is concerned. And now, luckily this year, we have the ability to sell a product called Reclaim, which is a retrofit option, which is right up precision planting's alley, where we're able to take an existing sprayer and put a recirculation system on. So at the end of the day, you can recirculate your chemical back to your tank, rinse your booms out, stuff like that, and not have any waste. And also at the beginning of a spray day, you'd then be able to charge your booms. And then again, not have the waste of backing into the road ditch and just dumping that little bit of chemical to start because you don't know what's in the boom. So, I mean, you know, some of those things are good tools we have. And then going forward, there's a new sprayer control system they're working on as well that hopefully we have available for the 24 crop year.
And that's really, we're going to do targeted spraying, right, just quickly?
Right, yeah, we're looking at targeted spraying with the See and Spray type technology with cameras on board, and that'll really change things here, with, you know, minimize the amount of chemical usage we have.
All about ROI. Troy Amundson with us from Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl. They're bringing you our update from the Precision Planting Winter Conference, again here in Grand Forks. Randy, what's going on in those markets?
Oh, we're still